This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, PAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Cheryl, Cheryl, Oberlitner, O, B like boy, ER, LIT, and like November, ER. Date of birth, December 20th, 1953. Dear Crystal, this is a consultation for Mrs. Oberlitner, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which have been present since May of 2020. But they are getting the most recent one in August of 2022 was the highest it had been at 1.4. She does have a history of hereditary heart disease and severe coronary artery disease. She has had 3 cardiac catheterizations with stent placement. And so she has had exposure to the iodine-based contrast used for the cardiac catheterizations. She also has had recurrent bladder infections. She's actually feeling quite well right now. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood. She urinates well. She does have nocturia about 2 times per night. She currently denies headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion. She's a past smoker, so she occasionally has wheezing and a non-productive cough. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She denies diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema. No claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, COPD, hypertension, gout, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, chronic low back pain, depression, microalbuminuria, a history of benign paroxysmal vertigo, positional vertigo. She's had physical therapy with success in treating symptoms, and a history of recurrent UTIs. Past surgical history, she's had a right carpal tunnel release in 1996, nasal surgery in 2000. Cardiac catheterizations were in 2003 with stents, 2013 and 2015. She had a cholecystectomy in 2016 and a tonsillectomy as a child. Social history, the patient does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a former smoker. She wasn't a heavy smoker. She smoked maybe 5 to 6 cigarettes a day for at least 20 years. She never used the vaping nicotine devices. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's a retired licensed practical nurse. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and her mother passed away from breast carcinoma in her 40s, and she's had several aunts with breast cancer also. She has had genetic testing, and that was negative for a hereditary breast carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Elavil, Crestor, Imdur, Sulfa, Keflex, and Sulfamethoxazole. Medications, she's on Coreg, 6.25 milligram, 1 in the morning and 2 in the evening. Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Valsartan, 80 milligrams daily. Vitamin, or CoQ10, actually 200 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Baby aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Vitamin D3 is 1,000 micrograms twice a day. Lexapro, 20 milligram daily. Omega-3 fatty acid, 1,000 milligrams. She takes 2 capsules twice a day. Zetia is 10 milligram daily, Pravacol 40 milligram daily, Ultram is 50 milligram every 8 hours as needed for pain, Baclofen, B-A-C-L-O-F-I-N, 10 milligram, 1 every 8 hours as needed for muscle spasms, but that is rarely used. Extra strength, Tylenol 6, 50 milligram, 2 every 12 hours as needed for pain. Ventolin inhaler, she hasn't used for months, but she would use it every 4 hours as needed for wheezing or cough. S-Trace vaginal cream, 1 gram twice a week. Nitroglycerin sublingual, PRN chest pain. Physical examination, her height is 62 inches, weight 172 pounds. Pulse is 69 and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130 over 74. The patient reports that's what her blood pressure usually runs at home. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 15th of 2022, and the creatinine was 1.4. Calcium was also elevated at 10.8, sodium 135, potassium is 4.7, carbon dioxide 32, albumin 4.3, AST is 69, ALT is 54. Her intact parathyroid hormone was 64. Ionized calcium was high at 5.3. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.9. And May 4th of 2022, intact parathyroid hormone 117.2 with a calcium of 9.8. Albumin was 4.5. Creatinine is 1.2. She did have a urinary tract infection January 26th of 2022 with E. coli, and that was treated with antibiotics. Her creatinine at that time was 1.2, calcium was 9.8, and the hemoglobin A1C was 6.7. And October 27th, 2021, creatinine 1.3, calcium is elevated here at 10.6. Albumin is 4.8. 10/15/2020, calcium is 10.4, albumin 4.5, creatinine is 1.3. 5/27/2020, calcium is 9.8, creatinine 1.1, albumin is 4.3, and a microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 24. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating levels between 1.1 and 1.4 since May of 2020. Also, intermittent hypercalcemia with elevated parathyroid, with elevated intact parathyroid hormone. We would like to have the patient have a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. We will schedule that in ELMA. She's going to have lab studies done every 3 months, so she'll get them done again this month. We may need to order a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan in the future if her calcium remains elevated, as the elevated calcium level adversely can affect her kidney function. And we don't believe the high calcium is caused from the kidney dysfunction either, and she's not using any supplements. We may need to have her hold metformin and baclofen if her estimated GFR is lower than 30 at any point that it gets to that level. And that's due to severe side effects that can occur from both baclofen use, and also lactic acidosis can occur if metformin is used with the GFR in the range of 30 or less. and she's going to have a recheck visit in this office in the next 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.